Okay, good morning. We continue with our Nach Yomi series. I hope that everyone is doing well. We are starting a new Sefer today. We are starting Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Baruch Hashem. We finished Sefer Shoftim, and today we're going to be seeing Perek Aleph, the first Perek of Sefer Shmuel Aleph. This is the Haftorah for the first day of Rosh Hashanah. We concluded with such horrific, sad stories. The way we finished Sefer Shoftim with Pesal Micha, Pilegesh Begiva. Now we need a new king. We need a king that will restore honor and discipline to the nation of Israel. The Abarbanel points out that the last two stories dealt with a man from Shevet Levi being the catalyst, unfortunately, for trouble. In stark contrast to Elkanah, who is from the tribe of who's from Korach, a Levi, the father of Shmuel, who was also from the tribe of Levi, who's hopefully going to restore our confidence in the tribe of Levi. I'm a Levi. Hopefully, we'll start to understand a little bit more about the Levian being our leaders, being people that we could look up to. And the Gemara in Megillah on Daf Yud Dalet points out that Elkanah was actually on the list of the 48 Nevi'im. So we get started. You look at Pasuk Aleph. Yehi ish echad min haramasayim tzofim mehar Ephraim. There was a man from Ramasayim Tofim, from Har Ephraim. And what was his name? Elkanah. His name was Elkanah. And Elkanah had two wives. One of his wives was Chana, and the other one was Penina. Chana, unfortunately, had no children. Penina had 10 kids. And Elkanah would go miyamim yamima. He would go at least once a year to go bring karbanos to Hashem in Shiloh. And the Radak says maybe it was actually 3 times a year he would go. Whether or not Aliyah L'Regel actually applied in the times of Shiloh without a Beis HaMikdash, that's a whole question within itself. And there, the two sons of Ewi, who were Chofni and Pinchas, were Kohanim to Hashem. And in Pasuk Dalet, it tells us, Vayi hayom vayizbak Elkanah v'nasan l'pnina ishto ulechana yitin mana achas. And what happened? One day, he brought offerings and he gave to his wife Penina and to her children, and he gave a double portion to Chana because he loved her, and unfortunately she had no children, so he wanted to try to, you know, make her a little happier. And in Pasuk Vav tells us, V'chasasa tarasa, her rival, her co-wife. We mentioned when we did our Mishnah Yomi series in Yevamos that a co-wife is called a tzara. You know, there's hardships that come into it. So her co-wife would provoke her day after day to try to irritate her, and this would cause Chana to cry and not eat the food. And Elkanah would say, "Why are you crying? Halo anochi tov lach me'asar banim. Am I not better than having 10 children?" And the Gemara in Bava Basra actually points out that Penina would keep on just trying to make Chana get sad, and she actually had good intentions. She tried to keep on reminding her that she had no children to make her daven even harder. And the Gemara in Bava Basra points out, Daf 16a, even though it was very nice what she was doing, she had good intentions. She would go over to Chana and say, "Oh, did you pack all the sandwiches for the trip for the kids? Oh, I'm so sorry, I forgot." And Penina was actually severely punched. Even though she had good intentions, you can't do something which is not nice to other people, even though it might be for the right intentions. And she was severely punched. A lot of her children ended up dying. In Pasuk Tes, Vatakam Chana got up after eating and drinking finally, after Elkanah kept on saying, "Am I not better than 10 children? She went up to Shiloh. She went to go daven. We learned a tremendous amount. The Gemara and Brachos and the Daf Lamed and that whole area just point out how much we learned from Chana's Tefillah. And Eli the Kohen was sitting on his chair and he saw her going up. Pasuk Yud, she davened to Hashem, a very powerful tefillah, Hashem Tzvaos. She's the first one to ever call Hashem Tzvaos. And Pasuk Yiral, she takes a neder that Hashem, if you remember me and give me a son, I shall give him to Hashem all of his days, and a razor shall not come upon his head. He should be like a nazir to me. And just like Shimshon. Pasuk Yud Beis, only her lips were moving, but no voice was coming out. So Ewi thought that she was drunk. And she says, "God forbid, I'm not drunk. I didn't drink any alcohol. Rather, I'm davening out. I want to be able to have a child." He says, "L'chila shalom, go in peace, and Hashem will grant you the request that you made." And in Pasuk Yotes, after all of this, Vayeda Elkanah Eschana Ishto, Vayiskur Hashem, and she gives birth to a son. What's the son's name? She named him Shmuel. Because I requested of Hashem, and Hashem gave us a child. She tells her husband that after he is weaned, after 2 years, I will bring him up to Hashem. And she does this with 3 bulls, an ephah of flour, a flask of wine. And when she goes up to Shiloh, She brings the child with him, and she tells Eli the Kohen, just want to let you know, this is the child that I was davening for, and I finally gave birth to a son, and I wanted to dedicate him to Hashem, like I was telling you. And this is where the words, Elana Razeh Hispalalti, Vayitein Hashem Li Eshelasi Asher Sheilasi Mimo, and Pasuk of Zion, that's the famous song that I sent to the chat. Some messages that we can take out of this unbelievable perek, a new start. You just see so much emotion in this perek, and we see the Abarbanel points out at the beginning that Elkanah, when he would go up to Shiloh once a year, he would love to take his little kids with him. Why would he take the little kids with him? Because being in an environment that you see the Mishkan and you see all the people doing the Avodah, it makes such an impact on the little kids, even if they have no idea what is going on. I thought that was very appropriate for how he ended last parak, just being in the right environment, the right people around you. The Panim Yafos points out that he would take a different route each time to try to inspire more people to go up to Shiloh, to go be in the Beis Hashem. We mentioned the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf 16a, that even though Penina had good intentions, you can't just do something L'Shem Shemaim if it's going to be hurting other people's feelings. The Gemara in Barachos, Daf 32b, points out that the gates of tears are never closed. And Chana, with his sincere prayer, the gates of tears were never closed. The Gra in Parshas Tetzaveh points out, how in the world can Eli make such a mistake? How could he assume that Chana, who's a tzadikas, was drunk? So he actually looked at the Urim and Tumim, and the letters Shin Chaf Reish Hey popped up, and he thought that meant Shikra. She was drunk, but really it's spelled out Kishera, that she was kosher, or Kisara, she davened like Sarah. Gemara and Brachas also points out that we learn from Chana so much about tefillah. One is that you have to have kavana, you need to move your lips, that you should do it quietly. The Gemara and Brachos Daf 31b. If someone is wrongly suspected. If someone wrongly suspected another of a wrongdoing, the accuser actually must give him a blessing. You got to bless the victim. That's why we see that Eli gives Chana this bracha, that Be'ezrat Hashem, you should be able to have a child. And also the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph, points out that Chana conceived and Sarah also conceived on Rosh Hashanah. And this is also when Yosef was freed on Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaZikaron. And in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, we mention that Rashi actually points out that a baskel would come out every day from Shemayim saying that we're going to have a savior and his name's going to be Shmuel. So all the moms would actually name their sons Shmuel. And one day when Chana was up there and Eli had to give her a bracha, he said, hopefully that Shmuel will be from you, that he'll be the leader, he'll save the Jewish people. And really just her devotion and her commitment to Hashem, that she wanted a child so badly to be able to allow him to be an Eved Hashem. And Be'ezrat Hashem will pick up tomorrow, an unbelievable start to a new Sefer, a new Perek, and looking forward to picking up tomorrow in Mir Tashem. Have a great day in Kol Tov.